G7 nations are to donate a billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vishala Sripathma in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. This week, President Biden embarked on his first overseas trip since taking office. Air Force One touched down on these rather windy shores of Great Britain on Wednesday. He's now joined other leaders at the G7 summit in the English county of Cornwall. The world's most powerful countries are expected to promise 1 billion coronavirus vaccines to the poorest countries as part of a global push to end the pandemic. I've been following the story. Cornwall, southern England. It's the most searched for place for properties in the UK, all thanks to its bright coastline and stunning English countryside. And the county is host to this year's G7 summit, where the heads of the most powerful countries in the world convene. It'll be the first meeting of political significance in person since the pandemic began last year.
It's a great pleasure, Mr. President, to welcome you to Cornwall.
It's a great pleasure to be here.
Fantastic to see you.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson there greeting President Biden. So what will these global leaders be talking about over their Cornish pasties and shortbread? Well, it's been widely reported that leaders will pledge 1 billion doses for poorer countries. Whilst this will be welcome news, there has been growing public anger at the failure of the G7 states to share their surplus supply of vaccines, particularly as countries like Haiti have yet to administer a single jab. Meanwhile, vaccine rollout has been going quite well in Europe and the US, with over 40% of Americans and 77% of Brits having had a jab. Plans to vaccinate the entire world by the end of next year will be discussed at the summit, but some feel that it's all come too late in the day. Dr. Ayode Alakija is the co-chair of the African Union's COVID-19 Vaccine Delivery Alliance.
We know that there's a shortfall of billions of vaccines. We have over 7 billion people in this world who currently, about 5.5 billion right now, needing vaccines, and only about 2.5 billion have been so far delivered into countries.
In May, the Biden administration announced its backing for a waiver on vaccine patents, but the suggestion was met with resistance from European countries who argue that patents were not the main bottleneck to production and distribution. Thomas Kwani is the Director General of the International Federation of Pharmaceutical Manufacturers in Geneva.
Speeding up vaccination is, on the one hand, really tackling the trade barriers. That's hugely disruptive. Secondly, we need to tackle the inefficiencies in terms of, you know, making sure that the companies who do have a vaccine have access to the raw materials, the ingredients. And I think the rich countries should be fairer allocating early vaccines to poorer countries.
That was Thomas Kwani. And on patent rights, the European Parliament is urging European Union members to back a temporary lifting of intellectual property rights for COVID-19 vaccines, which will help developing countries produce more doses. Now, what are you up to this weekend? A trip to the movies or maybe check out a documentary? Well, that was a trailer from the Red Brick Wall documentary, a film that was released and then withdrawn from circulation in Hong Kong. The culture and rules are changing slowly in the island nation that's now part of Chinese rule. The government there said it will ban films that contravene the national security law. For many, this is a huge blow to artistic freedom. The BBC's Michael Bristow reports.
Hong Kong has long had a vibrant movie scene. Foreign films that are not shown in mainland China are aired in Hong Kong. It also has its own studios and a thriving independent sector. That must now all be under threat. Film censors have been told to be vigilant against anything that endangers national security, which, in Hong Kong, also includes material critical of the way the Chinese Communist Party rules. A government spokesman said a balance had to be struck between freedom of expression and the protection of society.
Michael Bristow reporting there. Let's check in with the markets. Chinese ride-hailing giant Didi has filed for IPO. It could become one of the largest tech public listings of the year. Now, here's a question. Have you started thinking about Christmas shopping yet? Is it too early? Not for shoppers at a number of ports in southern China, as the BBC's Katie Silver explains.
That's because if you're a shipping company, basically, as soon as one Christmas finishes, you need to be thinking about the next. And we've had a warning given to us here at the BBC by the shipping giant Hapag-Lloyd. And what they say is that because of COVID in some parts in southern China, ships are having to be redirected to other ports in the region. And that is causing huge congestion. Now, they say as a result of this, the global supply chain is likely to be affected until about October or November. And that is what's likely to affect our Christmas shopping season. So they particularly point to one port, that is the Yantian port, which is one of China's busiest ports.
There are containers which can't get in and they can't get out. And we need some transit ships which are bringing the goods which are meant for Yantian from another port via truck or via rail or via alternate ports to the customer. And also storage is getting difficult at the ports.
We're seeing ships instead being redirected to the likes of Nansha and Hong Kong. This has been going on for the best part of a month. Now, according to Hapag-Lloyd, this is likely to impact the entire industry. And for those companies that already have shipments in contracts, they might be fine. But if you're looking for an ad hoc shipment, well, you're likely to be out of luck and it's likely to be very expensive.
Katie Silver reporting there. All a bit too organised for me. It's only June. Can't be thinking about Christmas just quite yet. In London, I'm Vishala Sripatha with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.